It was still 20 days short of the harvest moon when the oligarchs struck. Many thousands were already privy to the planned exodus, so a bright flame was burning throughout Jari. It was inevitable that the spies would pick up its smoke. The oligarchs sent Captain Onker with 200 men to Mutangi, the village from which the rumours had emanated. They surrounded it at night and captured all the inhabitants. Onker interrogated them one at a time in the village council hut. He used the lash and the branding iron. Although 8 men died during the questioning and many more were blinded and maimed, he learned little. Then he started on the women. Bilto's youngest wife was the mother of twins, a girl and a boy aged 4. When she resisted Onker's questions, he forced her to watch while he decapitated her son. Then he threw the boy's severed head at her feet and picked up his sister by a handful of her curls. He dangled her screaming and wriggling before her mother's face. "You know that I will not stop with just one of your brats," he told the woman, and pricked the little girl's cheek with his dagger. She shrieked afresh with pain, and the mother broke down. She told Onker everything she knew, and that was a great deal. Onker ordered his men to drive all the villagers, including Bilto, his wife, and their surviving daughter, into the thatched council hut. They barred the doors and windows, then set fire to the thatch. While the screams were still ringing from the burning building, Onker mounted and rode like a fury for the citadel to report to the oligarchs. 2 of the villagers had been hunting in the hills. From afar they witnessed the massacre and went to warn Tinat and Merin that they had been betrayed. They ran all the way to where the band was hiding, a distance of almost 20 leagues. Tinat listened to what the 2 men told him and did not hesitate. "We cannot wait for the harvest moon. We must march at once." "Taita!" Fenn cried out in agony of spirit. "You promised to wait for him." "You know that I cannot," Tinat replied. "Even Colonel Cambyses must agree that I dare not do so." Reluctantly, Merin nodded. "Colonel Tinat is right. He cannot wait. We must take the people and fly. Taita himself wanted it." "I will not go with you," Fenn cried out. "I will wait until Taita comes." "I will stay too," Merin told her, "but the others must leave at once." Sidudu reached for Fenn's hand. "You and Merin are my friends. I will not go." "You are brave girls," said Tinat. "But will you go again to the Temple of Love and bring out our young women?"
"Of course," Fenn exclaimed.
"How many men will you need to go with you?" asked Tinat.
10 will suffice," Merin told him. "We will also need spare horses for the temple girls. We will bring them to you at the first river crossing on the road to Kitangule. Then we will come back to wait for Taita."